Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Hope for survivors fades in Nepal quake. 8 days after a devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Nepal, officials say hopes of finding survivors is fading. Government officials said today the number of those known to have died in Nepal passed 7,000. Days after any signs of life had been detected among the mountains of rubble that litter the capital, Kathmandu, Nepal's home ministry official, Lakshmi Dakal, said unless they were caught in an air packet, there is not much possibility. Two survivors, a 15-year-old boy and a woman in her 20s, were rescued from the rubble Thursday. Thousands of people are still missing. The United Nations says the delay of aid deliveries caused by bureaucracy at Kathmandu Airport is getting better. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN's Nepal resident coordinator.
I think that the number of experts that have been put in there, the UN and the handling services there are starting to get better. So that whole sort of bureaucratic process that was there, I think, is starting to diminish. The government has taken note of some of the concerns that were expressed to them, and I think they've addressed those, both the customs and the actual handling, the sort of bureaucratic procedures.
Today, the Nepalese government said it was closing the airport to large planes, citing damage caused to the runway. The single runway at Kathmandu International Airport is not built to handle anything more than medium-sized jets. Italy and France are credited with rescuing more than 1,400 migrants stranded in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya after their smugglers' vessels ran into trouble. Italy conducted the vast majority of the latest rescues on Saturday. About 150,000 migrants reached Italy last year. This is VOA News. A human rights group said it has credible evidence the Saudi-led coalition has used banned cluster bombs supplied by the United States in airstrikes against Houthi forces in Yemen. Human Rights Watch said today cluster bombs pose long-term dangers to civilians and are prohibited by a 2008 treaty adopted by 116 countries. Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and the U.S., however, did not adopt the treaty. HRW said photographs, video, and other evidence have emerged since mid-April indicating that cluster munitions have been used in recent weeks in coalition airstrikes in Yemen's northern Sada'a governorate, the traditional Houthi stronghold bordering Saudi Arabia. Thousands of people marched through the U.S. city of Baltimore with a heavy police presence ahead of a nightly curfew late Saturday. The mood for the day was largely celebratory, as one protester shouted.
We want justice and we want peace!
Saturday's events followed Friday's announcement of charges against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old African-American man who died of spinal injuries suffered while in police custody on April 12th. His death led to days of protests. A few Saturday night demonstrators were arrested, as they have been in recent days, for violating the local curfew. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is backing economic integration among countries in South and Southeast Asia as a way to strengthen local economies. He commented in Sri Lanka, where he held talks with the country's top officials on trade and other issues, as well as visiting a Buddhist temple. VOA's Pam Dawkins is in Colombo with the story.
As colorfully dressed musicians swayed in the background, Secretary of State Kerry visited Sri Lanka's Kalaniya Temple on Saturday, a day before the Buddhist holiday of Vesak. Later in a speech to civil society leaders, he said South Asia is one of the world's least economically integrated regions.
Trade among its countries amounts to some 5% of total trade. And the cost of doing business across borders due to non-tariff barriers, import duties, and bottlenecks at border crossings is a huge impediment to growth.
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Colombo.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden spoke with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Saturday, reaffirming U.S. commitments to a democratic Iraq and U.S. help in defeating Islamic State terrorists in Iraq and Syria. American boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. remains unbeaten in 48 professional bouts after earning a unanimous decision over Manny Pacquiao of the Philippines in their welterweight unification title fight Saturday night. At the 141st running of the U.S. Kentucky Derby, American Pharoah won with Victor Espinoza aboard. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.